Everyone who lives in southern Maine knows that Portland's rental market is tough. Now, a new fight is brewing in the city over whether renters deserve new protections in what's become one of the hottest real estate markets in the nation. Fred Bever has more.
Volunteers with a group called Fair Rent Portland have delivered some 2,500 petition signatures to City Hall, hoping to qualify for a local referendum this fall on whether to put the brakes on a years-long trend of rapid increases in rents. Julia Tate, an architect who moved from Brooklyn to Portland in 2015, says she was surprised at what she had to pay.
We were paying just a hair less than we were paying for our place in Brooklyn for an apartment about the same size.
And she took a 25% pay cut when she moved here, too. So now she's working to enact a limit on how quickly rent can rise for apartments and buildings built before this year. Generally speaking, allowable rent hikes would be tied to the rate of inflation, or around 2%. That compares to a 4.5% annual increase in median rents the city has seen this decade. That's according to city statistics, with median rents nearly 20% higher than they were 7 years ago.
Our ordinance is only specified for 7 years, so it sunsets after that. You know, we can expect over those 7 years to see something like a 10% decline in real rents.
Jack O'Brien teaches statistics at Bowdoin College. A Portland native, he recently returned to the city after years away. He says studies of similar rent stabilization plans in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and in Hollywood show that they can effectively slow a loss of middle-class residents in popular communities.
Working folks who are in the sort of working class to the very middle class. And so, it's not really helping folks at the high end, and it's not really helping folks at the very, very low end.
Advocates working for that very low end, though, see the effort as a distraction from the city's real needs. Dana Topman is CEO of Avesta Housing, which builds and administers affordable and senior housing in Cumberland and York counties.
The focus really needs to be on increasing the supply of affordable housing. And I worry that the energy that goes into rent stabilization and ultimately tweaking existing rents is really energy that perhaps takes away from what is really needed, and that's creating new affordable housing.
And other landlords aren't likely to sign on.
This protects a very small group of tenants who happen to like where they're living today and don't want their lives to change. It is going to hurt low income. It's going to stop development.
Britt Vitalius is president of the Southern Maine Landlords Association. He says the 15-page ordinance, as proposed, includes, quote, draconian provisions that might not be immediately apparent, including new restrictions on evictions and a hard cap on rent increases of 10%. The latter, he says, could hurt the rehabilitation of derelict properties, like one he recently helped to sell on Munjoy Hill, which has seen perhaps the most rapid gentrification in Portland.
It was in terrible condition. Some of the rents were $800. Who's going to go in and renovate that unit? It's a full renovation if you can only increase the rent by $80. $800 could only go to $880. The slummiest buildings are going to stay slummy.
Portland has been adding to its housing supply, with more than 900 units recently opening up or under construction now. Many have been geared to the high-end markets, and city planner Jeff Levine says that's not enough to put significant downward pressure on median rents. He adds, though, that developers do appear to be starting to set their sights more on housing for the middle class.
Slightly above average income, but not luxury units. And that's promising for a couple of reasons. One, it's always good to see more housing stock at all levels. But also, those are the units that over time might end up actually impacting rents for low-income residents because they're less likely to become high-end condos, for example, or they're just more similar in style to traditional housing units.
Fair Rent's Jack O'Brien acknowledges that rent stabilization by itself can't overcome a scarcity of supply. But the time-limited rent stabilization proposal, he says, would give the city a much-needed breather, buying time for the deployment of new city policies that aim to protect the diversity of its economy and housing stock. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.